North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Norgrove with your headlines for Tuesday, March 26th. Shasta County District 1 Supervisor Kevin Cry continues to hold a narrow lead in his effort to retain his seat on the Board of Supervisors. It's such a close race that the county registrar's office is voluntarily doing a recount. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
As of the latest update from the Elections Department Friday, Cry was just 48 votes ahead in the ongoing tally. Due to how close the race is, a voluntary hand recount of the recall election is taking place to confirm the electronic voting machine results. Assistant County Clerk and Registrar of Voters Joanna Frescott says after that count is complete, an additional recount can still be requested within 5 days of the final election results being certified. It would need to be paid for by the requesting party. Media outlet Shasta Scout reports that, surprisingly, about 300 fewer residents in Christ District voted on the recall than put their names on the recall ballot. The outlet reports that fewer than half of those in Christ District voted in the recall election at all. Results must be certified on or before April 2nd. For NSPR News, I'm Kendall Ball.
Also in Shasta County, a $12 million settlement payment is going before Shasta County's Board of Supervisors today. Supervisors are set to discuss the transfer of $12 million from the county's general fund to its risk management account. The money would cover a recent court settlement agreement, but what that settlement is for remains a mystery, according to reporting from the Reading Record Searchlight. County officials have either refused to discuss details of the settlement or were looking for answers themselves. Supervisor Tim Garman told the paper he had no idea what the money was for and pulled the item to allot more time for discussion. Previously, it was on the board's consent agenda for routine items. Supervisor Patrick Jones declined to share specifics on the settlement, but told the news outlet the money is tied to a several years old court case. The meeting will begin at 9 tomorrow morning and is open to the public. And Butte County's Board of Supervisors is reviewing its budget at its meeting today. That review includes thousands of dollars in additional funding requests. NSPR's Alex Stutson reports.
The board is set to request an increase to its budget. It's asking for nearly $700,000 for attorney fees. According to the agenda, that's due to unanticipated litigation and investigations. The agenda did not provide further detail on how the funds would be used. The request also asks for $46,000 for the University of California Cooperative Extension in Butte County. Those funds are for utility costs and vehicle repair. That item is on the consent agenda, which covers routine actions that don't require extensive discussion, and all items are voted on at once. The meeting will be held at 9 a.m. in the board chambers in Oroville. In Chico, I'm Alex Stutson.
The nonprofit Dixie Fire Canopy Project is launching an initiative to replace trees and pollinator shrubs lost in the Dixie Fire. The group told news outlet Plumas Sun that it hopes to provide 4 trees and 2 shrubs free of cost to fire survivors. It also plans to supply the materials needed for planting and care. Over 3,000 seedlings are being donated by Sierra Pacific Industries, the Tiny Pine Foundation, and the Dixie Fire Resource Center. The plants will be given away on Arbor Day, April 26th. And Governor Gavin Newsom expanded a state of emergency for February winter storms. On Friday, the governor added 11 more counties to the list of counties affected, including Butte, Glenn, and Sutter. Newsom also requested a presidential major disaster declaration to help pay for recovery costs in 10 California counties. If granted, that declaration would provide federal funds to state, county, and tribal governments. And finally, this tax season, Californians without health insurance are going to face penalties again. State officials say some may pay more in fines than they'd spend buying coverage. CalMatters' Ana Ibarra has more.
California is one of a handful of states that fines people for not having health insurance. The point of a health insurance mandate is supposed to be to nudge people to get covered. And for the most part, it's working. We know that over the years, the rate of people without health insurance in California has been slowly declining. Covered California is the state's insurance marketplace, and it offers heavily subsidized health insurance options for many people. Covered California officials have said that many people could actually get health insurance for about $10 a month.
That was Cal Matters, Anna Ibarra. And those are your headlines for Tuesday, March 26th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eva Norgrove.